Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Mike. I haven't seen you for a while. What are you up to these days?
Oh, hi, Tracy. Things are going well. School's fine, no problems there. My brother's on a break from cookery school, so he's home for a few days. He's been giving me culinary lessons. It's amazing what you can do with food.
That sounds fun. What sort of things have you learnt?
Well, I've never been much good at cooking, but Harry's persuaded me to learn the art. This may sound simple, but he taught me how to make a really flavourful spaghetti sauce. I was so used to pouring it from a jar, I didn't realise you could actually make it.
Oh yeah, my mum has made it on occasion. It takes a bit of work though. It's much easier to get the ready-made kind, but it tastes so much better when you make it fresh. What else have you learnt?
He's taught me how to be faster in the kitchen. When I chop things, I'm usually really slow. I try to cut all the pieces evenly. Or if I'm dicing something, I start the wrong way and end up making a mess.
I know what you mean. My mum's shown me how to chop. With carrots or peppers, for instance, you're supposed to cut long ways first, then chop the long strips into smaller pieces. You haven't learned that from your mum?
Like I said, I don't spend much time in the kitchen. I think my brother wants to show off his skills, though.
Have you learnt how to make anything really complicated?
We made dinner one night with roasted chicken, sautéed asparagus with cheese sauce, and oven-roasted potatoes. I think each of those things is easy to do, but doing them all at once was really tricky.
Wow, that's impressive. How did it turn out?
Well, luckily my brother was there to guide me. He reminded me to check the food to see if it was done. And he would tell me that something wasn't done when I thought it was. The potatoes needed 10 minutes longer than I thought. But everything was fine in the end.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the experience. You'll have to cook dinner for me someday.
Deal.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Mike. I haven't seen you for a while. What are you up to these days?
Oh, hi, Tracy. Things are going well. School's fine, no problems there. My brother's on a break from cookery school, so he's home for a few days. He's been giving me culinary lessons. It's amazing what you can do with food.
That sounds fun. What sort of things have you learnt?
Well, I've never been much good at cooking, but Harry's persuaded me to learn the art. This may sound simple, but he taught me how to make a really flavourful spaghetti sauce. I was so used to pouring it from a jar, I didn't realise you could actually make it.
Oh yeah, my mum has made it on occasion. It takes a bit of work though. It's much easier to get the ready-made kind, but it tastes so much better when you make it fresh. What else have you learnt?
He's taught me how to be faster in the kitchen. When I chop things, I'm usually really slow. I try to cut all the pieces evenly. Or if I'm dicing something, I start the wrong way and end up making a mess.
I know what you mean. My mum's shown me how to chop. With carrots or peppers, for instance, you're supposed to cut long ways first, then chop the long strips into smaller pieces. You haven't learned that from your mum?
Like I said, I don't spend much time in the kitchen. I think my brother wants to show off his skills, though.
Have you learnt how to make anything really complicated?
We made dinner one night with roasted chicken, sautéed asparagus with cheese sauce, and oven-roasted potatoes. I think each of those things is easy to do, but doing them all at once was really tricky.
Wow, that's impressive. How did it turn out?
Well, luckily my brother was there to guide me. He reminded me to check the food to see if it was done. And he would tell me that something wasn't done when I thought it was. The potatoes needed 10 minutes longer than I thought. But everything was fine in the end.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying the experience. You'll have to cook dinner for me someday.
Deal.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.